Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. Karma and dharma. What do these words mean? And what do they mean within the context of the 11th secret, the universe thinks through you? So first of all, let me define what karma means. The word karma simply means action, and therefore it also applies to any experience that we've had as a result of choices that we made either consciously or unconsciously. Karma, of course, leads to memory. The seed of that memory is called sanskara. It's spelled S-A-N-S-K-A-R-A. And sanskara leads to something called vasana, V-A-S-A-N-A. And vasana is the seed of desire. So we can say in modern terms that karma or past experiences, even the interpretation of those past experiences, karma leads to memory and memory leads to desire and desire leads to karma again. This is the soul's software as it travels through cosmic time in the search of enlightenment. So that's what the word karma means. Karma is past experiences, past actions, past choices, conscious and unconscious, that leads to memory and desire, which then recycles as karma. Dharma, on the other hand, is not only meaning and purpose in our existence, but our ultimate dharma is to be aligned with the elements and forces of the universe. So both karma and dharma are, of course, influenced by our inner and outer circumstances. Outer circumstances means relationships, personal and professional, ecosystem, social life, environment. All of that influences karma and also the meaning, the context, the relationships that move our life forward, ultimately in the direction of higher calling, and that higher calling becomes dharma. What I'd like you to do is pay attention to what's happening in your life. What's your past story? What's your backstory? What's your story right now? Are you ready to move forward to a vision in the future? How do you create the environment that supports you? Think back to a time when you were in perfect harmony and everything seemed to be supporting you. And you felt what is called the state of grace or spontaneous insight or inspiration and took the right action and moved in a direction that made you feel more expanded and free, where you felt renewed. These are the signs that you are in dharma. On the other hand, when you're stuck, those are the signs that you are basically not in alignment with the fundamental nature of your own being as it tries to align with the elements and forces of the universe. And when you're stuck, then you aren't ready to move forward. you're not paying attention. The environment seems not to support you. You feel threatened. You keep seeing yourself as the same old person. Now is the time for you to start asking yourself, what do I really want from my life? What is my higher calling? If I had all the money and all the time in the world, how would I express my unique talents and who would benefit from them? The upholding force then in your soul will be activated, will be ignited, and you will be in touch with your soul. So for today, let's pause with just that question. What is my purpose? How can I serve? What is my higher calling? What are my unique strengths and talents? Who benefits? Ask these questions and then go into your inner silence so that you can begin to get the answers. The answers will come to you in the form of situations, circumstances, events, people, opportunities, synchronicity, or just insights and intuition. Try this for today.